the Mike Rosen Show. This is Bill Owens.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I got a quick question for you because I don't know the answer.
Okay.
As far as my position is, the right to vote is a sacred right for Americans.
Sure.
And it's protected by a private vote.
Right.
It's constitutional law, or is it just an assumed right?
You know, was that a question? I don't know. Is it a what's your point?
I don't care if
it's constitutional or assumed. I still think a private ballot is something that is basically American in its concept. You shouldn't have to disclose who you're voting for, and why would you want that? Why?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm not on that side.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if it's constitutional. I don't think so, but I'm sure we have some listeners who could tell us. It's probably statutory, but again, I think it's important. And to bring it to this union issue, labor unions, because their numbers have been dropping in the private sector, I think want to be able to intimidate people into voting to bring a union in, because they're going to make you stand up in front of your shop and say, well, I'm in favor of the union. And there's such a long history of intimidation by big labor that I just don't think it's right.
I completely agree. Completely agree. And I'm afraid that the activists from the union side will be more getting their people out to vote than the apathetic people that go, I just don't care. I just want to do my job. So I think it's going to pass, which scares me. And I was just wondering if there's going to be recourse through the courts to say,
That's a good question. Yeah, I understand. You know, be able to sue if it. Here's where it is. It's in the U.S. Congress. We've got Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid pushing it. Mark Udall supports it. Barack Obama had a big conference call with big labor a couple of days ago where he said he supports it. And so if Senator Obama is elected president, I think it will pass the Congress. Today, President Bush would veto it, so Congress hasn't been particularly adept at passing it. But this is not on the Colorado ballot. This is before the U.S. Congress, and that's why it ought to be a big issue in this next U.S. Senate race.
Yeah.
But, Craig, thanks a lot for your call. You know, now I'm going to go, earlier I've talked about the severance tax issue.